Former President Rawlins says though the country has had successful elections in the past, this year's is a real test for Ghana's true democracy. This is because, as he puts it, the country seems to have lost hold on a moral high ground. He has therefore asked the law enforcement agencies to ensure there is maximum security and order during this electioneering. The former president was speaking when a joint delegation of AU and ECOWAS Commission paid a courtesy call on him at his residence in Accra. The delegation is led by former Nigerian President Olusegun Obasanjo. Jennifer Adolabi has the details.
The 7-member delegation is in the country to observe the 2012 elections. Former President Rawlins said it is important to recapture the country's pride of being the gateway to Africa by maintaining a free and fair election, because wherever there is a perpetuated corruption, there is violence.
I cannot help but admitting or confessing that it's going to be quite testing. It's going to be a serious test on all of us. And I say so because the moral high ground in a political atmosphere seems to be eluding us, or has eluded us to some extent. And this is why I think this election is going to be a test on all of us. I say so because whenever corruption has to perpetuate itself, there's a tendency of it getting violent. We don't want to see that. Both parties today have a history of corruption. And I'd like to use this opportunity, another appeal to Ghanaians, that all the party leaders have declared that fighting corruption will be one of their prime objectives. I'd like to take this opportunity to advise some of the very corrupt elements who have emerged or are emerging in the constituency areas, for instance, who are determined, you know, to perpetuate their stay by whatever means to advise themselves.
The head of the joint AU-ECOWAS Commission, Olusegun Obasanjo, said the commission would take note of former President Rawlins' concerns and believes it will be a word of caution to the whole of Africa and not Ghana alone.
If Africa will be the continent of this century, corruption must not be given a chance. And I hope those who have ears to hear will not only hear, but they will act.
Former Nigerian President and head of the AU-ECOWAS Joint Commission, Olusegun Obasanjo.